We're here in our series, title nito, Phenomenal. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, Phenomenal. And here in Phenomenal, we'll be talking about people, unlikely people with unlikely faith. Okay, kagaya na nababasa natin sa likod. We're in, pinag-uusapan natin dito, people wherein kapag ka sinabi natin phenomenal, alam mo may nagawa to. It's probably sometimes it's an event, pero when we talk about people, it made a dent or a mark or naalala mo to. For example, let me show you some people right here. And this has been a phenomenal people probably from the past year. Katulad nito, kilala niyo yan? Yung iba kinikilig pa din, no? Nanood kayo kanina nung six months na rin nila? Okay, hindi nyo napanood yun, ha? Okay, nadatnang ko lang, eh. Okay, bukas pa, di ba, yung date nila? Updated. Okay. Pero what they made or what they had, yung Aldab, it was phenomenal. Naalala mo yung panahon na bawat gising mo, Aldab yung nakikita mo sa newsfeed mo? Matutulog ka na lang, naririnig mo pa, God gave me you. Okay, it was phenomenal. Di ba, naapektuhan buong Pilipinas, history, kasi ilang million tweets yun, pinakamarami? Basta madami. Okay, that was phenomenal. For example, this person also, di ba? Kilala niyo yan? Si Stephen Curry, okay, paborito ko rin yan, okay. Grabe yan, phenomenal guy, shooting 3 points, crazy, okay. Kilala niyo si Larry Bird? Isang NBA legend na surpass niya na yung 3-point shots na nagawa nung isang NBA legend. That is phenomenal. Diba? So what he did was phenomenal. Naaalala natin, even yung mga hindi nagbabasketball, gusto nang magbasketball dahil kay Stephen Curry. Oh, isa pa, ito, phenomenal yan. Diba? Kilala niya yan? Si Miss Universe. Diba? That's phenomenal kasi nagmarka yan sa atin. Imagine mo yon yung 'di ba? Nalungkot ka na. Sino nalungkot no nung si Colombia? Okay? 'Di ba? From 1 to Colombia, gaano kanya pinaasa? Grabe no, pero nung si Miss Universe pala, si Pia pala yung nanalo, okay? Pia Guanyo. Iba pala yun. Si Pia pala, that was phenomenal because siya pa yung nagsabi, 'di ba? Tayong bahala sa susunod na Miss Universe, kukunin natin niya. And she did it, 'di ba? Congratulations to her. And lastly, ito, 'di ba? Phenomenal din 'to. Si General Luna. Tama? Di ba? Yung iba sa atin dito, makabayan after panoorin. Eh. Paglabas, gumagano, no? Okay. Pag may flag, sumasaludo. Eh. Talagang nagtatagalog. Hindi naman kasi marunong mag-English. Eh. Pero what? The movie that was made, okay, yung General Luna, it was phenomenal because nagmarka sa atin. And that's what phenomenal is. Nagmamarka sa atin. Nalaalala natin, nagkakaroon ng impact sa atin. And then by that, why are we talking about this series? It's because could it be possible that in our lives, pwede tayong magkaroon ng marka sa mata ni Lord? Now we're talking about people, for 3 weeks, people na side stories lang siya in the Bible, and yet, nung nakita sila ni Jesus, nakita nila ni Jesus yung faith nila, nagmarka sa isip ni Lord yun. Napansin ni Lord yun. It was unlikely that these people would have a faith that is so big and so great that we could actually be like them. And have the faith that nakatulad na meron nila, have that kind of faith that we can approach Jesus. So we'll be talking about that for 3 weeks. And ngayon, isang character yung pag-uusapan natin about that. And when we're talking about faith, we're talking about believing of things na magkakaroon tayo. Tama ba? Kanina, binati kayo ni Matt, Happy New Year, di ba? Parang nagtaka kayo. Hindi ba ito nag-New Year? Okay, Chinese ba ito? Wala pang Chinese New Year eh. Okay, pero, di ba, pag New Year, alam natin yan, meron tayong pinapaniwalaan ng yung 2016, magkakaroon ako nito. And ano yung bagay, one thing, okay, that you are believing to receive this 2016, share mo sa katabi mo, come on, partner, dali oh. Share mo. Ayos, oh, volunteer, game! Sige, yan. Nagsisisigaw pa eh. Baka mamaya magwala. Anong name mo?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Okay. Sino yung katabi mo?
Si Bien.
Si?
Bien.
Oh, si... Okay, game. Okay, ano daw yung number one? Pakinggan natin.
Ang gusto niya daw is Zenfone.
Zenfone. Ah, okay. Zenfone. Ayos yun. O, palakpakan mo na. Sino din gusto sa cellphone? Sino rin gusto sa cellphone this 2016? Come on. Lahat mayroong cellphone. No? Magaganda. Okay, sige. Meron pa? Sige, sino ba? Okay, ito. Ito yung magandang binibini dito. Ano name mo?
Lainel po.
Lainel po. Okay, Lainel, okay. Anong pangalan ng katabi mo?
Si Ina po.
Si Ina, magkapatid.
Aba.
Okay, anong sabi niya?
Gusto niya po magkaroon ng VG this year.
VG this year? Come
on! Nililit ko po siya, by the way.
Nice one. Okay, palakpakan naman natin yan. Okay. Maglilid ka na ng VG this year. Maganda yun, no? Okay, meron pa dito naman sa kaliwa ko. Sino pa dito? Okay, ito. Si ate, okay. The number one thing you are believing to receive this 2016. Ano name mo?
Fatima po.
Magkakapatid. sige, Fatima, anong sabi nung katabi mo? Sino muna yung katabi mo?
Si Riza po.
Si Riza. Uy, apat na. Okay. Anong sabi niya?
Daw po niya mag-love life.
Yun naman! Okay, grabe yun. Nakakakilig. Okay. So, ayos yun, ha? Diba, iba-iba, no? Alam ko, lahat tayo dito, merong gustong hindi love life, okay? Yung iba, ganun. Pero, meron tayong isa na pinaka gusto nating magkaroon tayo this year. Tama? Or ma-receive natin this year. Iba-iba tayo. And when we speak of faith, ito yung sinasabi natin, ipre, just put your faith in God, magkakaroon ka niyan. Okay. But you know what? Faith is phenomenal in God's eyes. But then these things that we are believing for, hindi lang yung number one, pero yung 2, 3, 4, 5, hanggang 10 or 101, okay, lahat ng to, paano mo ito makukuha? Nagtatanong ka ba pa ganon? Gusto ko magka-Zen phone. Zen phone, di ba? Paano ko magkaka-Zen phone? Gusto ko magka-Victory Group this year. Paano ko magkaka-Victory Group? Anong kailangan kong gawin? Gusto ko magka-Love Life. Okay? Anong pwede niyang gawin? Ah, hindi pala ikaw eh, no? Sure, dapat, okay? Sure, dapat. And by that, hindi pa yun yung ibang nating tinatanong. Probably kung minsan, hindi lang para sa atin, para sa pamilya natin. Tama? Sino may binibilive ka para sa family mo? Diba? Sometimes you're thinking, paano kaya masisave yung father ko? Paano niya makikilala si Jesus? Anong pwede kong gawin? Lord, magpo-provide ka kaya sa amin. Ano kayang pwede kong gawin? Or paano kami magkakagaroon ng ganitong pera para pag pumasok yung summer, makakapag-enroll pa rin ako? Or kung itong lubog kami sa utang, yung pamilya namin, paano kami magkakaroon ng pera? Minsan sa grades. Sino dito gusto mo ng breakthrough sa grades mo? Diba? Gusto mo ng breakthrough sa grades mo? Talagang kailangan nyo. Okay. Lord, paano magre-resurrect ang grades ko? Ikaw nga, Jesus, nag-resurrect ka, yung grades ko pa kaya? Okay. Galing ng tomb yung grades mo. Paano mangyayari ito? And iba, probably, how will I grow with my relationship with God? Sino gusto mo yun? Diba? You want to grow in your relationship with God. Paano mangyayari ito? Posible pa kaya ito? Every year na lang sinasabi ko to, pero parang pantay pa rin yung growth ko. And these things that I'm believing for, or that you are, or we are believing for, posible pa kayang mangyari ito? Besides sa mga nasabi ko, probably may mga gusto pa kayong mangyari sa buhay nyo na iniisip nyo imposible. Tama? Merong mga bagay na probably posible, pero may mga bagay na kung ano pag-iisipin natin, anong gagawin ko para magkaroon ako nito? Naku, imposible yata ito, Lord. Or are we believing the right things? Are we believing to receive or have the right things in our lives? Na, ito, posible to, pero tama ba para sa akin to? Maraming bagay, o listahan tayo, or probably faith goals that we have in our lives, na itong 2016, Lord, paano mangyayari to? Paano magkakaroon yung buhay ko nito, yung pamilya ko nito, yung school ko nito, paano magkakaroon yung ibang tao ng ganito? Is it really possible to happen in my life? That's why we're talking about this series. So that we could approach Jesus in a different kind of faith, knowing na si Jesus lang yung makakapag made possible ng lahat na pinaniniwalaan natin. So are you ready? Now let's read the verse in Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. This is a story na mamaya dadaanan natin yung story and ano yung matututunan natin out of this one. With the things, in light of the things that we believe God for this 2016, ano yung pwede nating matutunan sa story na to and how can we approach Jesus with our faith so that we might be able to receive the impossible through our God. says here that as he drew near to Jericho, si Jesus, he was walking, okay, naglalakbay, as he drew near to Jericho, a blind man, sabihin nyo, blind man, was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. Nagtanong-tanong yung bulag, anong meron dyan? They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. Kasi nga nagsisisigaw na siya. But sabi niya, but he cried out all the more. Mas lalo pa siyang nag-ingay. Nagsisigaw, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, they gave praise to God. Can we all bow down and let's just pray. Father, thank you for your word. That Jesus, may we put our trust in you. Na hindi kami lalabas dito, matatapos yung unang youth service ng buhay namin in this 2016, Lord, nang hindi kami nakarinig sa iyo, Lord God. That may you open our hearts and minds to hear from you, Lord, at yung panghahawakan namin yung salita mo, so that we would honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. And ngayon, babalikan natin yung story, hihimay-himayin natin verses upon verses, and titingnan natin ano yung pwede natin matutunan dito, and what happened. And sabi ko nga dito, as Jesus, naglalakbay siya. He was going towards Jerusalem bago dumating yung time na makukrucify na siya. So this was the time. Now, he's passing through Jericho, dumaan lang siya. Dumaan lang siya, and this happened. And ngayon, paglaan niya, at alam niyo yung pinuntahan ni Jesus, alam niyo yung kunyari may mga palaspas, alam niyo yun? Na basa niyo ba sa Bible yon, or even na alala niyo with some of the traditions that we have here in our nation, diba? Yun yon, ganun yon. Bago dumating si Jesus to that point in Jerusalem, when he was welcomed, now this is what happened. Naglalakad si Jesus, naglalakbay siya, and then a blind man, okay, was begging. A blind man was there, okay, in another book in the Bible, sa Matthew, pinangalanan pa siya si Bartimaeus. So, pwede natin siyang bigyan ng nickname, siya si Bart. Okay? Para madaling pag-usapan. Okay, si Bart. And ngayon, as Jesus was, nagdumadaan nga siya doon, itong si Bart, since he was blind, and he was a beggar, ano sa tingin mo yung iniisip niya? Nahihirapan siya sa buhay, tama? And being blind and being a beggar, hindi lang yun basta dahil wala siyang nakikita, yun lang yung naapektuhan sa buhay niya. Physically, mahirap na sa kanya yun. Tama? Tingnan mo, pikit ka. Sige, araw-araw, ganyan. Tapos, scotch tape ang ko yan, okay? Maglakad-lakad ka ng nakapikit. Mahirap na. Physically, okay, impossible na sa kanya na mamuhay ng maganda. Tama? And hindi lang yun, he was also a beggar. Poor siya. Socially, okay, hindi rin siya accepted. And he had no medical help for him. And imagine niyo na lang yung mga kunyari in the sidewalks, in sa mga overpass, di ba? Nakikita niyo yung mga beggars kung minsan. And makikita mo, maawa ka. They are like people na parang wala lang pag-asa. And that was the situation of Bartimaeus or Bart. And he was in an impossible situation physically because of not having sight or hindi makakita, bulag. At hindi lang yun, dahil nga hindi niya afford magkaroon ng medical help, but more than that, emotionally, isipin na lang natin siya. Araw-araw, hindi lang gutom yung kinakalaban niya at hindi niya makatulungan yung sarili niya, pero yung lungkot ng buhay niya. And probably, wala rin siyang mga kaibigan, kasi kung titignan natin yung story, babalikan natin, di ba kanina, nagsisisigaw pa siya. Kasi kung may kaibigan siya, sana man lang, yung kaibigan niya, pumunta na lang kay Jesus. Jesus, may kaibigan ako dun. Tama? Siya pa mismo yung kailangan magpapansin para mapansin siya ni Jesus. And not only that, but also, religiously, he was unclean. Kasi may kapansanan siya. Hindi siya tinatanggap sa temple. Probably, in those times, di ba, nag-sacrifice sila for their sins. And yet, since he was blind and may kapansanan siya, he was an unclean person. And now, it came to this point na desperado na siya sa buhay niya. And how many of you here, you would actually see na na kung minsan parang ako yata yun, ha? Parang hindi man ako bulag physically, pero may iniisip ako emotionally, socially, or in my relationship with God, I'm probably one like that blind beggar, like Bartimaeus. To many of us, or to all of us here, at some point, may ganung kaparehas natin si Bartimaeus. Hindi ka man bulag, pero emotionally, probably bulag ka o nahirapan ka. And yet now, with his situation, isipin nyo lang yung situation niya, now this is what he did. And hearing the crowd, he inquired, anong nangyayari? Tama, sinabi niya. Pero sabi ng iba, okay, to some, they called him, andyan si Jesus of Nazareth. And then si Bartimaeus naman, okay, nung sinabi nga si Jesus nandyan, si Bartimaeus naman, iba yung tinawag niya. Jesus, son of David! But iba? Because to that, at that point, okay, Nazareth was known as not a famous city or a famous place. Or notorious na city yan. Kung baga, may nabasa ko, people from Nazareth were known to be disrespectful people. Hindi lang yon, okay, yung mga may masasama ugali, okay. Kaya nga may quotation pa sila pag tinasabi ng Nazareth, can anything good come out from that? Can anything good come out from Nazareth? So ibig sabihin sa thinking nila, si Jesus lang yan. Pero para kay Bartimaeus, with his hopelessness, with his situation, being blind, being a beggar, with all of the sort of things na iniisip niya, nararamdaman niya, he called Jesus, son of David, and that means Messiah. In the Old Testament, they were believing that the son of David, that the Messiah would come from the lineage of David, sa lahi ni David, and that happened. And when they say son of David, naniniwala siya na si Jesus ang Savior. Now you see the difference. Sometimes we think of this na, si Jesus lang yan. Kaya nga, minsan pag in-invite ka dito, naalala mo yung probably first time mo dumating dito bago ka ma-invite, diba? Iniisip mo, church? Jesus? Oh, kilala ko naman yan. Okay lang yan, Jesus. Oh, parang no big deal. Tama? And even sometimes in our lives, kahit matagal na natin kilala si Jesus Christ, parang no big deal. Pag sinabing Jesus, okay, punta lang ako Friday. Pagka ibang araw, Jesus who? Okay? Of Nazareth? Okay, wow. Galing mo. Okay. Pero you know what? Iba para kay Bartimaeus. It was different. He knew who Jesus was. He was the Messiah. And anong gagawin niya? Imagine this with me, okay? Nung kasagsagan nung kalya serye, okay, hindi pa naman siya ganun kalaos, pero nung grabe, di ba, nung nangyayari yan, it's a phenomenon, di ba? It's phenomenal. And pag kaya nga, di ba, tinanggal na yung barangay, hindi sinasabi yung barangay, tama? Kasi nagkakagulo pag alam mong nandun sa barangay mo, eh. Ako nga lang, di ba, nalaman ko, nasa Concepcion? Bihis ka agad ako, tapos hindi, joke lang, okay? Pero pag nalaman mo, di ba, na andyan yung Aldab, o andyan sila Lola, okay? Andyan yung Itbulaga sa barangay ninyo. Anong gagawin mo? Di ba, lalo na yung mga kilig na kilig, no? Tapos, hindi magkanda o gaga, maliligo pa ba ako? Okay? Wag na, okay, punta na. Okay, yung isang mong chinelas, magkaiba na, di ba? Pupunta ka na lang kasi gusto mong madatnan yung nagagawa nila. Kasi kaya sila sikat kasi may nagawa sila. Tama? And kaya ka nagkakagulo, o kaya yung mga tao nagkakagulo para puntahan sila, makita sila, mapanood sila ng live, eh kasi alam nila may nagawa tong mga to, sikat tong mga to, makapag-selfie man lang kahit malayo, di ba? Kahit batok lang ni Lola, okay na. Blurred pa yun. Tapos popost mo pa sa Facebook. Ganun yung impact. And imagine this, that was the kind of impact na nangyari kay Bartimaeus. Bakit? Kasi probably narinig niya, Jesus was a miracle worker. Jesus is the healer. And not only that, he believed that Jesus is the Messiah. Hindi talaga siya magkakanda o gaga, magsisisigaw. Kasi alam niya yung dumadaan, ito yung tanging pag-asa niya. Jesus Christ. He believed that Jesus Christ is the Savior. That's why he shouted, he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. He was not even entitled na pagalingin siya, na pwede niya naman sabihin, Jesus, bulag ako! Lapit ka, bulag ako! But what he knew is that he was an unclean person. He needs forgiveness from Jesus. That's why he said, Jesus, have mercy on me. Sometimes we approach Jesus, it's as if, Lord, may kailangan ako, nagpe-pray ako. But do we come to a point that when we call on to Jesus, Lord, sorry. Okay, Lord, kailangan kita. I hope that this should not be our attitude towards coming to Jesus, that we are not entitled of anything, that we just need the mercy of Jesus Christ. That was Bart's attitude, and I hope that would be our attitude every single day. And probably, tayo ngayon, paano natin masasabi na, saan ko makukuha yung balibalita about kay Jesus? Sino dito may Bible? Kahit app, kahit hard copy, basahin mo yan. Diyan mo malalaman yung mga miracles ni Jesus, yung pwede niyang gawin sa buhay mo at mga nagawa niya na sa buhay mo. Yun yung balibalita so that you could call out to Him na, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. What you have done in the Bible or what the stories in the Bible is also possible in your life just as you remember the Word of God. Ganun yun. I believe nakarinig si Bart ng mga balita about Jesus Christ. That's why he believed Jesus Christ. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, read your Bible. We go on now. Nasabi dito, and those who were in front of him rebuked him. Di ba nagsisisigaw siya? Pero hindi lang yun, pinigilan pa siya. Ang ingay mo, psst, huy! Di ba? Dapat ganun eh, psst, huy! Okay? Para doble na. And then, anong ginawa niya? But he cried out all the more. Nakita na kayo ng batang maingay? Di ba? Mapagka, kunyari, probably sa amin, may pinsan ako, di ba? Pag umiyak yun, ang lakas. Tapos pagka hindi mo pa pinansin, o kaya pagka hindi mo pa binigay yung kailangan niya, yung gusto niya, syempre, baby pa, di ba? Mga 3 years old siya. Lalakas pa lalo. Ganun ka ba umiyak? Iniwan niya ako! Tapos pina-Facebook mo pa. Ganun ka. Musical.ly. Gini-musical.ly mo pa yung pag-iyak mo. Okay. Okay. It was even said in one of the on the sources that I've read na nung when he cried out, maingay lang siya. Sumisigaw lang siya. Okay? Pero nung ito, pinigilan pa siya, he cried out all the more. Ang sabi, doon nagwawala na siya. Nagwawala na siya because he knew na kung wala akong gagawin dito, hindi ako mapapansin ni Jesus, paano na lang yung buhay ko? And that was his attitude. Because the problem with us sometimes is that we easily give up on our faith. Sino dito, start pa lang ng 2016, di ba? Nakakadalawang linggo pa lang, parang suko na ako, Lord, sa faith goal ko. Siguro wala pa, di ba? Pero pag dumating yung December, hindi pa rin answered. Lord, baka hindi na to dadating. Lord, baka hindi na mabuo yung pamilya namin. The issue is not that mapapansin ba tayo ni God, but are we not giving up with our relationship, with our faith in God? We easily give up on our faith kasi nahihirapan na tayo. Kasi may mga tao or may ibang bagay, mga circumstances na pumipigil gaya ng situation ni Bart. Imagine kung di siya nagsisisigaw. But in our life, how would this apply to our life? Probably, di ba, gusto mo ng Zen phone? Zell phone? Pero alam nyo, sasabihan ka, hindi, irresponsable ka eh. Okay? 15 cellphone na iPhone 6 na yung nawala mo eh. Kaya pala Zenfone na yung gusto mo, mas mababa na eh. Okay? Irresponsable ka eh. Kaya ikaw naman, naisip mo, oo nga, 3310 na lang ako. Irresponsable ako eh. Diba? O ikaw naman, sino dito gusto mo ng good grades, diba? Pag-usapan natin kanina. Pero sasabihin ng ibang tao sa'yo, alam mo, imposible ka nang makapasab. Walang nakaka-101 sa finals. 101 kailangan mo eh. Ikaw naman, feel bad ka. Okay nga, hindi na ako magre-review. Okay na to. Ulitin ko na lang next sem. Gagraduate ako this year! Sino mga gusto graduate? Come on! Tapos sasabihan ka nung katabi mo, uy, thesis mo. Okay. Huy, may OJT ka pa, pumasok ka. Tapos ikaw naman, discourage ka. Sabi mo, papasok naman ako eh, tulog nga lang. Diba, sabi ko nga sa inyo, meron tayong mga New Year's resolution lagi, diba? 2016, magbabago na ako, papakabait na ako. Sabi nung iba, diba, every year na lang. Magbabago ka, okay. Hindi ka nagbabago eh. And then, sometimes when people do this to you, sino sa inyo na di-discourage kung minsan? or others do it to you. Or minsan nga, it's our own selves that we say this kind of things to us. Hindi ko na talaga kaya. Hindi na ako manliligaw this 2016, Lord. Ikaw muna, Lord. Aral muna. Lord, di muna ako magpapaligaw, Lord. Yung mga nagte-text sa akin, kinakapala na daw nila yung mukha nila. Tapos, pero Lord, imposible. May mga tao nagsasabi, good looking daw ako. Hindi ko kaya iwasan to, Lord. Okay. Minsan, iniisip natin na, Lord, ma-honor nga ba talaga kita? Masyado na siyang cute, Lord. Baka wala nang lumapit sa akin ganito, Lord. Baka wala na mag-text na basketball player. Lord naman, baka pwede ko nang sagutin to ngayon, Lord. Papangalagaan ko na lang. Pero yung pinagpe-pray mo nga, Lord, ma-honor kita. Ikaw muna bago ano. Pero ang hirap, Lord. Yung iba naman, this year, magka-victory group ako. I-invite ko kayo, mga kaklasiko. Tara, sama kayo sa youth service, di ba? Sabihin nila sa'yo, wow, Christian! Okay, praise the Lord, hallelujah ka, ha? Hindi sasama sa'yo. And then you feel discouraged now. Kasi lahat na lang ng bagay, gusto mong maniwala. Gusto ko salang masave itong mga kaibigan ko, wag na lang. Doon na lang kayo, mainit doon. Okay? You give up on them. But you know what? In those situations, that even if people are telling you na irresponsable ka, pakita mo in your faith, Jesus, gawin mo akong responsable. Tulungan mo ako, Lord. Lord, kahit cute pa siya, Lord, protect me from temptation. Cry out all the more. Don't give in. And even if alam mo lang, masisave tong mga kaklasikong to, lalapit ka sa akin ngayong 2016, magpapapray ka. Alam ko lang, Lord, as I continue to invite them, pupunta rin dito yan, Lord. I will cry out all the more. Don't give up on your faith. What we need to have is a desperate kind of faith that we cry out all the more, even if there's so many situations, circumstances around you, or people against you, opposition is against you, and even sarili mo, hindi ka na makapaniwala. You know what? Probably ganun din yung iniisip ni Bartimaeus. He was blind. He was a beggar. Wala nang mangyayari. Ang ingay, iniingayan pa nila. Pero Lord, sisigaw pa ako para makita mo ako. Kailangan kita eh. And in desperation, what is the desperate kind of faith? First, talk about faith. Faith, yung meaning ito, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of the things that we do not see yet. Pero sigurado ka, magkakaroon ako nito. Lord, mangyayari ito. Maniniwala ako sa'yo. And not just that, we talk about being desperate. It's a feeling or showing or involving hopelessness. Imagine, wala nang pag-asa in a situation that is to be impossible to deal with. Kaya ka desperado, minsan iniisip natin, pag desperado ka, negative ka agad, kapit sa patalim, tama? Sometimes, di ba sabi natin, good grades, gusto ko yan. It's a good kind of faith na may magkaroon ka ng good grades. Pero minsan, yung pagiging desperate natin, kumakapit tayo sa patalim. Ginagawa natin, kopya na lang ako. May good grades naman. Better to cheat than to repeat. Diba? Motto yan eh. Are you rightly desperate for the right things? Let me ask you that. Are we rightly desperate for the right things? Bakit? Because sometimes we are rightly desperate. We are doing our efforts. Tama? Diyagawa mo naman talaga lahat eh. Nag-e-effort ka. Lord, kailangan ko ng pera para dito. Nag-e-effort ka. Nagtatrabaho ka mabuti. Nag-working student ka pa. Nag-iipon kang mabuti. Pero yung goal, yung hindi naman minsan tama. Kaya ka gusto mo magka-pera para pag nilibre ko tong mga to, kaibigan ko yan. Minsan baliktad naman. Kaya para ma-receive mo to, para mabili mo to, uutang na lang ako. Sometimes it's the right desperation that you have, but the wrong things that you set your hope for. Sometimes it's the right faith or the things that you hope for, but it's the wrong desperation that you do. Kumakapit tayo sa patalim. Sasali kang frat para magkaroon ka ng madaming kaibigan. May goal ka nga, madami kang kaibigan, pero madami ka rin kaaway. Would they really protect you? It's the wrong kind of desperation. That the desperation what we're talking about is not that. But the desperate faith what we're talking about is knowing and believing that Jesus is the only answer. If there's any point that I want to leave you tonight, it's only this one. Desperate faith knows and believes that Jesus is the only answer. That's the kind of faith that we should have. Hindi desperado na kung si Bartimaeus ang pag-uusapan natin, saan pa ba siyang patalim kakapit? Wala na. Kahit umasa pa siya dun sa mga nagmamalimos sa kanya, dun lang siya umasa, alam mong kulang yung makukuha niya araw-araw. Sometimes ganun din yung ginagawa natin sa buhay natin. We tend to have, didiskarte tayo kasi desperado na tayo kahit ano gagawin ko. Pero it turned out, hindi pala yun yung gusto mong mangyari sa buhay mo. That's why we can come to Jesus. This is the first kind of faith that we can act upon and we can approach Jesus with. It's a desperate kind of faith. Kahit hopeless na, okay lang. Alam ko si Jesus lang yung sagot. Si Jesus lang yung sagot, hindi rin yung magpapasaya o kukumpleto ng buhay ko yung mga isasagot niya, pero si Jesus lang. Let me ask you that when was the last time you approached Jesus with this kind of faith? That you wanted to cry out to Jesus? Na Lord, kung hindi ikaw yung gagalaw, Lord, hindi mangyayari sa buhay ko to. Hindi mangyayari sa pamilya ko to. Hindi mangyayari sa school ko to. Hindi mangyayari sa grades ko to. Lord, hindi ito mangyayari sa buhay ng ibang taong pinagpe-pray ko. I hope that when we see Jesus, He is the only answer. That's why we go on now with the story. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." Imagine this, now nag-usap sila. Lumapit siya kay Jesus, pero sinabi Jesus, "Anong gusto mong gawin ko sa'yo?" Parang, Lord, di ba obvious? Bulag siya. Pero know what Jesus wanted to do? He wanted to make sure and he wanted Bartimaeus to have a faith na ine-express niya kay Jesus Christ. Kaya sumagot si Bartimaeus, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And just being near to Jesus, dinala siya kay Jesus, alam niya na receive niya na yung mercy. And now he can ask boldly for Jesus, "Lord, let me receive my sight." The problem with us sometimes is that believe tayo ng believe. Lord, ito yung faith ko. Ito yung mangyayari. Pero di ka naman nagpe-pray. Probably we're thinking, Lord, aware ka ba talaga dito sa sinusulat ko yung gusto kong mangyari sa buhay ko? But I believe that that's not the issue right here. The issue right here is that it's not that, Lord, aware ka ba sa amin? But are we aware of Him? Are we able to come to Him? Na Lord, yung faith ko dapat nasa iyo lang. We believe and believe and believe, and yet we don't pray. That's the sad part. Are you only desperate for the need or for the answer or to the one who gives the answer? Jesus is the only answer. Sometimes nandun tayo sa kung ano lang yung need ko, Lord. Pag sinagot mo, masaya na yung buhay ko. So what happened to the life of this blind beggar? Probably he could, the situation could answer what happened, this question that I posted to you. Is it the need or the answer himself, Jesus Christ? Now continue. Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." He was desperate about Jesus Christ. Immediately, he recovered his sight. Immediate healing. Yung kailangan niya, binigay kagad ni Jesus Christ. Hindi lang yun. Pinaka-importante. He followed him and glorified God. And all the people, when they saw it happen, gave praise to God. Galing, no? Even sa nangyari sa buhay niya, yung ibang taong nakakita, they believed God and they gave praise to God. It was something impossible but yet happened because it was Jesus Christ. It was because of Jesus Christ. But the question now is, will you follow Jesus Christ? With many things that you have listed or pwedeng na-checkan mo na or pwedeng hindi mo pa na-checkan, hindi pa nangyayari, ano bang pakay mo kay Jesus Christ? ATM ba siya o genie? O Lord, pasok mo yung card. Lord, pray ako ha. Na-receive. Andyan na. Na-receive mo na. Thank you, Lord. Mas may kailangan ka na naman. 2017 na. Lord, kailangan ko to. Thank you, Lord. Na-receive ko na. The question is this. If you're only desperate for the need, that's just temporary. Mawawala din yan. Mawawala, maubos, tapos yung buhay mo, isipin mo, malungkot ka na. You know, if it is the answer, the real answer for your desperate faith is only Jesus Christ. Now, when you have Jesus Christ and you follow Him in your life, and glorify Him, you have everything already. That's what happened to the life of Bartimaeus. He only wanted his sight to be back. But what happened is that he dedicated his life to Jesus Christ. Lord, susundan kita. I will follow you. Is that your, I hope that's your prayer for your life. The Lord, hindi lang about dito sa mga nilista ko, pero about sa'yo. Na kung meron man, masagot man o hindi, Lord, susundin kita. Lord, mamahalin kita. I hope that's the kind of heart that you have right now. The desperate kind of faith is that whatever it takes, I will follow Jesus. I will cry out to Jesus and I will know and I will be secured that Jesus is the only answer to my life. Kasi kahit hindi pa ma-answer yung mga prayers nyo, it is just fitting and right, and Jesus deserves that we should follow Him because hindi pa natin ina-ask na patawarin yung kasalanan natin. Jesus has already done that. Jesus has died for your sins. Kung anong meron, kung merong imposible sa buhay mo, isang bagay na pareho tayong lahat, it's sin. And when He died for that, now we can desperately cry out to Him, Lord, forgive me. I accept you in my life and I will follow you. He has already provided that for you. Desperate faith knows and believes that Jesus is the only answer. So I'd like to pray for some people right here na probably nag-give up ka na sa faith mo. Nag-give up ka na knowing na, Lord, 2013 ko pa pinag-pray ito. Or probably 5 years ago pa, Lord. Parang di na mangyayari ito. But this is the time that we believe God. God is saying, He can do it. Be desperately in faith in knowing that He is the answer. Would you just raise your hand if that's it? You're losing hope. You're losing hope. But now, Lord, we thank you that we acknowledge that apart from you, we are nothing. We can do it. We cannot do anything, Lord. So we thank you. So as we raise our hands to you, we raise our hearts to you, we raise our everything to you, Lord. Knowing na ikaw lang, Lord, yung pag-asa namin. Knowing, Lord, you are the only answer. Stir up a new kind of faith in us, Lord. A desperate kind of faith, Lord, na maniniwala kami na kayang-kaya mo because you are the only answer to our prayers. And you are willing and able, God. Hindi kami mag-give up, Lord God. We will continue to believe you.